USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia election officials released a report Thursday evening on the results of the hand tally recount of the presidential election, affirming Joe Biden's lead in the state. The full hand recount on the state's 5 million presidential votes resulted in a Biden lead. He started out with 14,000 vote lead and now leads by only 12,000 votes. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani makes the case of voter fraud in Michigan's Wayne County.
Counting ballots improperly, counting them three and four times, having people vote three and four times, changing and backdating ballots to the point of at least 300,000 illegitimate ballots that we can specifically identify.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse on Thursday discounted President Trump's attempt to overturn the results of the presidential election in Michigan, Romney going so far as to call the president's strategy undemocratic. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Thursday, Dr. Anthony Fauci held a press conference assuring the public that the coronavirus vaccines will be safe and effective.
The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before.
Dr. Fauci explains what's next.
Now that data will be examined very carefully by the FDA, who, together with a advisory committee, the Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, or VRBPAC, are going to look at that before the FDA makes the decision about putting this forth for an emergency use authorization.
Quote, if you're fighting a battle and the cavalry is on the way, you don't stop shooting. You keep going until the cavalry gets here. End quote from Dr. Fauci. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to the Emerald City and put on a great show as the Seattle Seahawks take away the win 28-21. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in his postgame report with the NFL Network.
Man, I always sing in the middle of the game, and it just keeps me poised, it keeps me neutral. But, we had a great game. I think, obviously, Kyler's made some great plays this season. Obviously, them coming off a Hail Mary last week, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I go back to my college days with Kirk Cousins, and then the next week, Ohio State. So, you know, it gets you a little bit nervous. But, we played a great game. Obviously, Carlos Dell not making that last play. That's why we brought him here. A huge, huge addition. Key plays. We ran the ball extremely well today. We threw it well. We made our plays, and it was great. Well, I thought we ran the ball extremely well. Yeah. That always helps, you know, when we have great running backs. Obviously, Carlos Hyde's been a 1,000, you know, plus rusher for several times, I believe, and just has done so many things for us. Obviously, DJ Dallas has been good for us all year when he stepped in. We're excited to get Chris Carson back here soon, and, it always helps. I think our receivers have been spectacular. Our offensive line protected extremely well. They do so many things with their pressure packages, and I thought we handled it really well, and we were prepared. We were ready to go. Coach Scheide called a great game, and we were locked in, zoned in. DK Metcalf going off, making some plays, and Tyler Lockett once again is so clutch. For us to be able to play such great defense like that, Bobby was all over the field, Jamal, Carlos, so many guys made so many plays. It was a great game, and we really coached up well, and it was a huge win, our first win at Lumen Field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.